Again, good luck to the cross-country teams, both the girls and boys at Terre Haute, for the state finals tomorrow at the Laverne Gibson course. We have a story up on it about the send-off today with some pictures. The news now warsaw-tigers.com. And also, we have details about when the races are and how you can watch them. There will be video of it. It is going to cost you. There's a charge for that, so keep that in mind.
Have you been to that course?
I've never been to that course.
It's unbelievable.
I can tell you, I have never spent one single minute other than a traffic stop, you know, like at a stoplight, in Terre Haute. I just don't go that way very often, ever. Fourth quarter about to begin. Warsaw up 38-7. But it must be a pretty nice course if they keep running the state finals there.
Yep.
48-yard line. First down and 10 Tigers on the Goshen side of the 50. Cohen McCray working the second half at quarterback here for the Tigers. And he'll hand off to Fitzpatrick up the middle. That is dive to Fitzpatrick over and over again. And he gets 7 yards and a first down carry.
I'd say the second string offensive line is still doing a really good job.
Yep.
Really good job. And a lot of these guys are going to be our Friday night guys next year and the year to come. So good experience.
The offensive line is going to take a major hit.
Yep.
They've got six seniors that play a lot. And this time McCray keeps it around the left side. And he gets inside the 35 and goes down at the 29-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain for Cohen McCray, who called his own number that time, and he gets a first down for the Tigers with 11:10 to go.
That was a good fake. You know, I think a lot of the Red Hawk defenders thought the fullback had the ball.
Well, why wouldn't you? He's handed it off to him like eight times in a row.
Yeah, the beauty of the triple option.
It is. From the 34-yard line, Warsaw headed south here at Fisher Field. McCray to Fitzpatrick, and he's got a hole. He breaks a tackle inside the 20, inside the 15, down near the 13-yard line. Cohen McCray with a gain, hands off to Fitzpatrick. It's a gain of 16 yards, a first down for the Tigers with 10:34 to go, and Warsaw in the lead 38-7.
Yeah, another great dive there by Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick's still in there. Sweet on the left, and that is Harmon on the right. Logan Carl out wide. Kennedy's in there too. And it's Fitzpatrick again up the middle inside the 10. And he'll go down at the 9-yard line. Gain of 5. Second down and 5 coming up for Warsaw. 10 minutes to go.
Probably a couple more of those plays and we should be in the end zone.
I think so.
If we can do the math.
Two more 5-yard gains will get it. That's why I brought Andy along this season. You get that kind of...
That's right. That's high-level math right there.
It is analysis you can't get anywhere else. No. Robbie Hoffert into the game. Robbie Hoffert is tackled at the 6-yard line. Oh, no, check that. That was Fitzpatrick. I was trying to figure out why Robbie would be in the game. There's another player in the 40s out there. He was in the neighborhood. Fitzpatrick with a gain of 3. Down to the 6. 9:10 to go. 38-7 Warsaw. Knocking on the door, scoring again. McCray runs the play clock down to 12. Now 11. Now 10. Hands off Fitzpatrick, and he'll be stopped.
Well, math was a little off.
Although he did
get a first down.
Get a first down. Right. So it'll be first and goal Tigers from the 3-yard line with 8:47 left to play. Warsaw about to win their 7th game of the football season up 38-7. Pending what happens here in the next 3 or 4 plays. Those yards, no matter what the score, are always hardest when you get down inside the 5-yard line. Goshen showing you some pride by stiffening up on that particular play. Fitzpatrick in the backfield behind McCray. And he gets the handoff. And he gets a yard down to the 2. Mishler on the stop for Goshen. He was banged up earlier. He's back out. they continue to rotate players in on the Warsaw offensive side. A lot of these kids, as Andy correctly pointed out, are Saturday morning players. They play at 10 o'clock in front of parents and grandmas and grandpas. Getting some Friday night action again here tonight. Fitzpatrick up the middle, and he plows into – no, check that. Nope, it's McCray.
McCray on the keeper.
McCray on the three-yard keeper, and Warsaw has scored again. It's 44-7.
Yeah, that was one where they, you know, kind of faked it to Fitzpatrick, and McCray kind of followed him right in there. That's a play that Quentin Brock runs a lot when he's quarterback. He'll fake to that fullback and just follow him. That's what happened there.
Cohen McCray scores a touchdown. And now the point after attempt coming up here as Villamo will hold it for Smythe. He's been a busy guy again tonight. And Mason puts it right through. 7 minutes to play. The clock continues to move. We're under running clock. Warsaw 45, Goshen 7. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. They stop the clock for the change of possession. 7:01 to play in the game. 45-7, Warsaw in the lead. Thanks for staying with us. It would be easy to just flip the radio off and say, well, this one's in the bank. We're good. We're glad that you stuck around with us here on News Now Warsaw tonight. We hope that you will join us next week. I think there'll be a few people that will be interested in that game in Dunlap after what happened the first time around. I think there will be.
Just a few.
Warsaw will be at Concord next week. Concord pulling away from Fort Wayne Northside. And this will be fielded in play. Oh, but Longstreet ran back into the end zone.
Yeah.
Anthony caught the ball at about the one-yard line, but his momentum was taking him to his right, and he stepped back across the line, and that's an automatic touchback. And so Goshen takes over first down and 10 from their 20. 6:35 clock running. It will continue to run once again. Warsaw with 6 touchdowns and a field goal. They have scored 7 times out of their 8 possessions.
That's efficient.
The only time they did not score was right before halftime. They get the ball with 1 second left. Diaz, play action fake, pump fakes. Now lobs to the sideline for Janice. Too high, and it's caught, but the guy who caught it was out of bounds. That was a correct call.
Yeah.
Again, that's Colt Kuntz, the senior, being in the right spot, but just nothing he did wrong.
No.
He was perfect. He played up perfectly. He would have been able to be right there to tackle Janice had he caught it inbounds. The ball bobbled to him, and in order to catch it, he had to step out of bounds.
For sure.
So good job by Cole, who's the guy. Like several of these guys are out on the field right now that really work hard during the week. They're on the scout team sometimes, and they really give the varsity players on both sides, offense and defense, a good look at what the other team's going to do. Low snap, Diaz, quick flow outside, and this is Janice, and he's going to be hit right at the 20. The ball came out. Warsaw's recovered. Janice struggling to try to come up, get extra yardage. Lost the ball, and it looks like Logan Carl came out of there with it for the Tigers. That's the third turnover of the game for the Red Hawks. Warsaw's got the ball with 5 minutes to go.
And I didn't see who punched the ball out, but somebody just put their hand right in there and just kind of punched that ball loose. I didn't quite get a number on that, but good play nonetheless.
Warsaw takes over at the 24-yard line with 4:34 left to go. The clock has been running. That's where keeping a time chart is not really not really working that great. So Cole McCray, who scored a touchdown last time out there to try to do it again. Hand off up the middle, Fitzpatrick, and he just refuses to be tackled. And he'll get inside the 20. They're going to give him the 18-yard line, so that'll be a gain of 6. 4 minutes left. Stay tuned after game. Final scoring, final stats, drive of the game, play of the game. Good luck, Andy.
Yeah, right.
If you want to stop,
I'll need it.
If you want to stop watching the game and start thinking about that, you have total permission to do that. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes not so much. Sometimes it happens on the last play, like it did the Bears game last week. Sometimes it happens at the beginning. Harmon on the pitch sweep left, inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line. And they will mark him down at the 2-yard line. 16-yard gain for Wyatt Harmon. First and goal Tigers with 3:20 to go.
As a Bears fan, I thought that – I didn't want to bring that up.
Yeah. It's the Bears did it. You got to own it.
Yeah, that's right? True.
It's your clothes. You got to wear it.
It's true. But what a way to – oof.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. Nobody got fired last week from the Bears. That's stunning. From the 2, Colin McRae. Hands off Fitzpatrick, and he walks into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. Fitzpatrick scores for the Tigers. For Dalen, that's his 3rd varsity touchdown this season. It comes with, we'll call it 2:50 left to play here in the game.
Good for him. That's 2 touchdowns tonight. Good for him. That's the hard work he puts in during the week and then just the hard running he does during the game.
Like I said, he got a taste of playing on Fridays, and he doesn't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
And he'll be a varsity. He could be the starter. Kick is up. Kick is good. And that was – what number was that?
Was that 80?
I'm trying to figure out. That was not Mason Smythe that kicked that one.
That was it 80?
Yes.
Fisher?
What's his name?
Fisher Whitaker, freshman.
Okay.
And that's why the sidelines went nuts. That was a good kick.
I've watched him. I mean, he's kicked before. And that is by far the best kick that he's had.
That was a good kick.
You watch him kick in the warm-ups, and he struggles. He did not struggle on that one.
No.
Fisher Whitaker. By the way, we're going to need a new kicker next year, too.
Yeah.
So I would imagine Ryan Berger's phone is going to be busy. Bart Curtis is going to be calling him a lot.
Right.
Warsaw scores. Clock this. They stop the clock with 2:03 left. Warsaw has scored every time they've had the ball, except for the time they get the ball right before halftime with 1 second left.
You can't even really count that either.
No, you can't.
I mean, 1 second.
And I think if you go back, I think Warsaw had a similar situation last time. That's going to be returned. Longstreet bobbles. It picks it up at the 2. 5, 10, to 15. Still going. And still going. He bounces out of the pack. Coming to the near side. He's at the 25. He's at the 30. And he'll be thrown forward at the 34-yard line. That's a heck of a return there from that young man.
We've seen a couple times tonight where the Goshen Redhawk ball carrier will run from side to side. It's effective. Especially if you get a kind of like a mass mentality on that tackling team, that defense, where it's like a herd of tacklers go. If you can reverse field, it worked out, and he got up to the 34-yard line.
Goshen probably, most certainly their last possession of this season. If you're listening up in the Goshen area, you're a Goshen fan, hang in there. You got a really good coach. He really cares. He wants to be good. He wants to turn this thing around. He just needs a chance, and he needs – some guys to eat some hamburgers and become big offensive linemen. Because if they get that, I think they'll have enough of everything else to be pretty decent. Hand off up the middle. They give the ball to an offensive lineman lined up in the backfield. Aaron Engelmeyer gets a yard. It'll be second down. Goshen's got to snap the ball one more time. Warsaw will play for a sectional championship next Friday at Concord. Diaz, with one back to his right, sends Janice in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. He's trying to run away from the defenders, and he does. 40, 45, 50, up the sideline, 45, cuts back 40. Makes a man miss at the 39, and then gets snowed under at the 38. And is Goshen going to take a timeout here? I thought I heard a whistle. Maybe not. Clock down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, and that's going to do it. Goshen lines up. Warsaw wins 52-7 here over Goshen, and they advance in the postseason. 52-7, Warsaw wins it. Postgame coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Andy Manis back here at Fisher Field. Warsaw is victorious tonight as they have knocked Goshen out of the playoffs 52-7. And we are calling up the stats. The stats disappeared on us. Apologize for that. Hold on a second.
We're holding.
Somebody was yelling because the stats, there was something about them that they couldn't read. So I was trying to fix that in the time that I had during the timeout. I didn't get it. Warsaw with 16 first downs, 38 rushes for 335 yards. That's 8.8 yards per carry. Warsaw quarterback Drew Sullivan in his first start in over a month, 1 of 3 passing for 17 yards. And so Warsaw was 41 plays, 352 yards. Goshen, 10 first downs, 13 rushing attempts for 35 yards. That's a little over 2.5 yards a carry. Their quarterback, Carter Diaz, 17 of 32 passing for 149. So they ran 32 plays and ended up with 184 yards. Warsaw without a turnover tonight. Goshen had 3. They lost 2 fumbles and had an interception. They had 3 turnovers when Warsaw played them the first time, and Warsaw did a big job capitalizing on those turnovers. They scored on all 3 of those possessions that followed. Warsaw with only 1 penalty in the second half, 6 total for the game, 55 yards. Goshen with 8 penalties in the game for 67 yards. Warsaw did not punt again this week, and Goshen punted 3 times. Your thoughts on the stats as you've heard that?
Well, I mean, it kind of goes in line with the final score. I mean, the thing about the game is we handled our business. We worried about ourselves. We played our game. Obviously we're the better team. We executed, and we'll move on to next week.
We knew it was be probably like this, yep. And it was like this. So, again, can't say enough about the Goshen kids. Played hard right to the final play. And they did that in every game this season. Nobody walked away unimpressed by how Goshen went about their business, right? They played hard. And, again, if you're a Goshen fan, I hope that you are encouraged that some of these younger kids got a lot of playing time, and next year they'll be experienced, and a lot of the important people in their lives are standing back in that southeast corner waiting for them to come through the gate. Right now, the final stats are brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Andy gets to pick a play of the game and then tell us what it was. Next, Warsaw 52, Goshen 7. Back after this on News Now Warsaw.